Chazar zeichen nishon shabachi ches kashagim v'am yehudim tzal shabbos af kuf mem beis. She said kalkolo vo even betoicha. Jack, remember, why doesn't the base become aser as a basis as a basis of davar aser? So it should be also to move the entire basket. Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Yechon said, we're discussing a basket that's full of fruit along with the stones of the basket. It becomes a basis of davar hamutter for the fruit, and therefore it's not aser. So why don't you just spill out all the fruit and the stone and then collect the fruit, put it back into the basket? So remember, we're discussing fruit that will become ruined if it's dumped out. So why don't you shake the basket until you can get the stone out without the fruit falling out? Rabbi Rashi and Rava said, we're dealing with a basket with a hole where the stone is being used to block the hole. Therefore, it's part of the basket. And that's why it's not mutter. That's why it's not muktzah. She said, metaltlin truma v'chulu. Chitz said, the only time you let him move tamei truma along with the Torah truma is where they're together in the box or the basket with the Torah truma on the bottom and the tamei truma on top. However, if the Torah truma was on top, he has to remove the Torah truma and can't carry the tamei truma along with it. Even if the Torah truma is on the bottom, we should make him spill out all the contents and then pick up the Torah truma. Rabbi Loi, the name of Rav said, we're discussing fruit that will become ruined if it's dumped out. Bryce says that the tamei truma can be carried along with the Torah truma, even if the Torah truma is on top. Chissa said the mission is discussing where it's being used, legufoi, move the gufoi to eat it, which only applies really to Torah truma, and therefore the tamei truma can only be moved when it has to be moved to get to the Torah truma. The Bryce is discussing we're moving the truma because it's a tzarech mekoymai. In that case, the tamei truma may be moved in its own right and can be moved whether it's on top or on bottom. Rav explains that the mission seems to be discussing a case where the muktzah item is being moved to tzarech gufoi because the next part of the Mishnah, the next Mishnah, discusses shaking off money from a pillow. Rabbi Bachanan and Rechanan said the mission is discussing where the pillow was needed for its use, because if it was needed for its place, the pillow can be moved along with the money. Since that mission is discussing, which is the end of our mission, really discussing when it needs to be moved, the gufay, it makes sense that our mission is discussing tzarech legufay as well. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af malin v'chulu. By removing the one part of truma, he's fixing the rest to be eaten, which is not permitted on Shabbos. Where it says, Rehuda holds like Eliezer that truma, even when it's lying mixed with the chulin, is considered to be separate and distinct. Therefore, separating is not considered to be fixing the remaining produce. Like the Gemara, we only find that Eliezer says this when it leads to a chumra, in this case, leading to a kula. The Gemara, Rehuda holds like Shimon, who says that we apply this principle even in a case when it leads to a kula. He says, when two pieces of truma fall into 100 pieces of chulin one after another, Shimon says, we just remove two pieces and the rest will be eaten. Maybe Shimon only says it over there because he views the two pieces of as two separate incidents of getting mixed up. The first becomes batlan 100 and the second becomes batlan 101. So the Gemara, Yehuda holds like Rav Shimon Elazar, who says you don't even have to physically remove the one part of truma before eating the remaining 100. So we see that the physical removal is not considered to be significant. We find that Rabbi Yehuda actually argues on Rav Shimon Elazar. The Gemara, he agrees that the physical removal is insignificant. He takes it a step further and says, since it's insignificant, it may even be done on Shabbos. Dr. Mishnah, if there's a stone on the opening of a barrel, you'll let it tilt the barrel on the side to allow the stone to fall off. If doing so would risk breaking the nearby barrels, you'll let it move the barrel away and tilt it somewhere else. Next, if there's money on a pillow, you'll let it shake the pillow so that the money falls off. Finally, Dr. Mishnah, if there's dirt on a pillow, you'll let it wipe it with a dry cloth to clean it. If the pillow is made of leather, you even let it pour water on it until the dirt is removed. Dr. Gemara, Huna, the name of Rav, says Allah in the Mishnah is only where you forgot the stone on the barrel. But if it was left there intentionally, the barrel becomes a base for a muksa item, a bus davar asr, and therefore it would be asr for it to move. Mishnah said, Haisa ben achavias v'chulu. Dr. Gemara, who's the sheet of the Mishnah that says that you have to move the mutter item, the barrel, and not the asr item, the stone, although the asr item is being moved in either case. So Rabbi Bachanan and Rabbi Yechon says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that Beisham and Beis Hillel agree that on Yom Tov, if one wants to do Beirer, if there's more psoilus than food, he has to pick the food. This must be because when given the choice, you have to handle the mutter items. In the Mishnah's case, there's more food than psoilus, because the rock is the psoilus, there's more food than that. So Rav Shimon should allow one to simply remove the rock. So Gemara, to take out all the wine would also require a lot of effort to lift up and turn over the barrel. Therefore, it's considered to be easier and less effort to carry the barrel and tilt it off for the stone to fall off. Mishnah said, Hoyse ben Echavis Magbiah. Bryce says, Rabbi Yossi says, if removing the stone at the place where the barrel is will risk breaking other items, he should carry it to the side, let the rock fall off over there, take whatever wine he needs, and then return the barrel to his place. Mishnah said, Mo'ish al Hakar. Chibrash and Emirah said, this is only when you forgot the money on the pillow, but if it was left there intentionally, the pillow becomes a bustle of davar aser, and it's off aser to move. Rabbi Rachanan and Rechanan says this limitation is only if he needs the pillow for its use. If the pillow needs to be used for tzarchem kaimoi, then you can move it with the money as well. Mishnah said, Moish alakai menayer. Mishnah said if someone forgot a wallet in the courtyard, he can put a piece of bread or a child on it and bring it into a more secure location. Rabbi Yitzchak says this same halacha when forgot a brick in the courtyard. Rabbi Rechanan once allowed a bag of money to be moved using this method. Mazurta said this method can only be used if the muktzah item was forgotten in an unsecure place, not if it was left there intentionally. only if it was forgotten there. Ravashi said this method of moving with the bread or the truck can only be used for a mace that needs to be moved, not for any other mukzah item. Abaya moved a bundle of grain by putting a spoon on it. Rava put a knife on a raw dove meat to move it, but Rabbi Yosef didn't approve and said it can only be used in an instance where something was actually forgotten there. Abaya said, I could have even moved the bundle without the spoon because it's fit to lean on, therefore it's not mukzah at all. I use the spoon as a chumrah because I'm an important person. I know people will be watching me and will be copying me whatever I'm doing, even though I'm not fully understanding why it would be mutter for me. Rava said, I could have moved the dove meat without the knife because it's fit to eat, and therefore it's also not mukta. I use the knife as a chumrah because, again, I'm an important person, like Rabbi said, and I know people will watch me and copy me, and therefore I wanted to do this extra chumrah so that people shouldn't learn and learn wrongly from what I did. From here it seems that Rava holds a mukta like Rabbi Yehuda, but we find that he allowed giving intestines of a goose to an animal on Yom Tov, even though it was not suitable for the animal when Yom Tov began. So Gemara, Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, like we find in other places, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda as well. In the case of the goose, even before Yom Tov, he had in mind to give it to the animal because he knew that it would spoil soon after he would shecht it. Therefore, even going into Yom Tov, it was already considered to be mukhan to give to animals.